Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Checking in on the Big Show Starphone today is an award-winning actor. He's a comedian. He's a best-selling author. Please welcome Bob Saget back to the show.
Oh, I'm so happy to talk to you. So good to hear your voices. So,
he also does a podcast, Scott. Don't forget the podcast.
Oh, yeah, no. Podcast.
I love those. What's the name of your podcast?
Oh, I can't say yet. I'm told not to say.
Really?
And I'm not supposed to say when it comes out either, which is in a couple weeks.
Okay. That's good, because that way nobody will ever find it.
No, we will. It's Bob Saget. You know, of course we'll find it.
Pay no attention to the banners at the top of most streaming services.
Thank you.
Bob's going to be a part of Laugh Aid, which happens Saturday night at 7. What's 4 hours live stream with a lot of big stars, correct?
Yeah, it's really quite wonderful that they put this together. It's comedygivesback.com, and it's to help COVID-19 emergency fund comedians, people that have been affected, people that are sick, people that can't work, people that don't have any money. You know, there's literally no income, there's no medical, there's no anything, which so many of every walk of life people are going through. But with comedians, this is about the comedians that have been blessed with success, giving back and raising some money. And so it's Adam Sandler, Jimmy Fallon, and Jim Gaffigan just been added, and Bill Burr, Eliza Schlesinger, Ray Romano, Howie Mandel, Mark Maron.
I'm not reading.
Maria Bamford, Patton Oswalt. I'm hosting an hour of it. Howie's Mandel's hosting the first hour, then Whitney Cummings, the third hour, and then the fourth, I don't know. It's 4 hours, and it's pretty amazing. It'll be from 7 plus 4 is 11.
No. Very good. Wow.
So
he's riffing here.
Oh, my God. I'm not affected at all by what's going on out there.
Talking to Bob Saget now, let's talk about you for a second. You are holed up in Los Angeles. Now, I know you've got a whole slew of kids. They're scattered out around the country, or some of them with you. What's the deal?
I have so many children. That's how I find my way back from L.A., from New York. I use them as markers. I've got three daughters, and they're women. And 33 and 30, they're in New York. One in the city, one in Brooklyn, and they are safe. They are safe, and they're practicing all the stuff to stay safe. And New York is so hard because you're on top of everyone anyway. Mm-hmm. You look at the so upsetting homeless population.
And
you know, all the mental health things that go into play that can make them unsafe for themselves and for others. And it's a nightmare we never thought would happen. It's just something you see in a movie and you go, oh, that's not going to happen. You know?
You were saying earlier that it, in some small ways, reminded you, and I sort of feel the same way in family members who were through the big depression years ago, that they sort of learned how to prioritize. And that's something we're having to learn that we never had to learn before. But it's so tough when you have kids. I got kids in their early 20s, and three of them, and you feel like, man, their whole lives are going to be defined by this moment in a lot of ways.
100%. And my dad, I was telling you guys before we went on, he was 12 years old when the Great Depression hit. I don't know why they called it great. It should have been the horrible depression, I think.
A crappy depression.
Yeah, right?
Large depression.
Tastes like my mom's worst cooking depression. And it was my dad raised five kids because his brothers and sister, because his dad was a tailor and started drinking and couldn't make it, couldn't make any money, and just his liver went. So, and booze sales are up right now. I mean, it's got all this, a lot of the same stats as far as, you know, jobs and people can't get their medical and all those things. So people getting laid off like crazy, and it's forced, which we've never had to do before. It's, I know so many people. Do you guys know people that have it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've got two, a niece and a nephew that have it.
I think, like you said, we don't know how bad it's going to get. I think you're going to see a terrible, terrible amount of suicides sooner or later.
Ooh, I hope not. I hope no. But that's what my dad would tell me about, too, that people were jumping out of windows. And we all saw that.
That's the beauty of Laugh Aid, you know? You remind people that there is still beauty in life and still laughter.
It's really every comedian that I listed, and there's so many of them. I mean, I think it's every 5 minutes there's another comedian for 4 hours. And it reminds me of something I did, which was comic relief at, you know, Robin Williams, Billy Crystal, and Whoopi Goldberg hosted for years on HBO.
Wow. Yeah.
And it really actually, they made so much money. It was such a big thing that they really did help the homeless quite a bit. But we're all trying to pick each other up, hold each other up through this. Some people are trapped in with their families that they normally couldn't stand, and they're fighting all the time. But there's something about it that is sadly wonderful, because they're spending time with their parents that they never wanted to spend or they never thought they'd spend, and they're loving it. They end up going, you know, it's like everybody's having their own tragic sitcom right now. There's still humor going on. It's not just people planting at the news, which is very difficult to watch all the time.
That's a good way to describe it, Bob Saget. Everybody's having their own sitcom right now. And Laugh Aid happens Saturday night, 7 p.m. He's hosting part of it. Ray Romano's going to be there, Howie Mandel, and most of the great comedians. Good luck with that. It's on Comedy Central's YouTube channel, Facebook, and the Laugh Lounge app.
And Twitch, which I... You find out all these things you didn't know existed. Twitch, I just thought, meant that you can't handle things. You know, you just don't.
Your daughters know all about Twitch,
yes.
I guarantee you.
Yeah, I got this new app called Nervous Tick. I'm very excited.
Oh, I want to go on that.
Bob Saget, we'll see you soon, my friend. Good luck.
Be well.
Thank
you. Sending all my best.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.